Democrats are poised to lead the state Senate starting next month, but they will still lack power on the state's ethics panel. As WXXI's Karen DeWitt reports from Albany, a law implemented several years ago will allow Republicans in the chamber to hold the majority of seats.
The Joint Commission on Public Ethics, or JCOPE, was created during the first year of Governor Andrew Cuomo's term in office. At the time, the governor described it as an independent monitor that would aggressively investigate corruption and help maintain integrity in state government. But JCOPE has had a troubled history, and the panel, which also oversees all of the lobbying activity in the state, has been criticized for secrecy and lack of action on several major scandals that have occurred in recent years. They include corruption that resulted in the convictions of two former legislative leaders, as well as several of Governor Cuomo's former top aides and associates. JCOPE was designed with some protections for the majority party in each House at the time, the Republicans in the Senate and Democrats in the Assembly. The two parties were each awarded three seats on the commission. The minority parties in each house are permitted to name just one commissioner each. But there's no provision to change that arrangement if either the Senate or the Assembly flips and the other party gains control, as will occur in the Senate in January when Democrats take over. So that means Senate Democrats will still be allowed only one seat on the commission, while the GOP in the Senate will continue to have three. Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group, a reform organization, says the arrangement is another example why he believes JCOPE is too political for it to be an effective watchdog.
It underscores what the fatal flaw is in JCOPE, which is it's a political entity run by political appointees, and it's supposed to regulate those people.
In addition to the eight seats held by the legislature, Governor Cuomo controls six of the positions on the commission for a total of 14 commissioners. All of the commission's executive directors have been former Cuomo aides or allies. Horner recommends scrapping the entire panel and putting in a new ethics commission that is not run by political appointees.
We think they should junk JCOPE, and they should replace it with something that's truly independent.
A spokesman for Senator Andrea Stewart-Cousins, the incoming leader of the Senate, says the Democrats plan to revisit JCOPE's structure when they take power in January. Senate Democratic spokesperson Mike Murphy, in a statement, did not specify what kind of changes the Democrats will advocate, but he says they'll try to fix inequalities in the JCOPE structure to create more fairness. Governor Cuomo, when pressed during a debate in the governor's race this fall, said that he would back measures to make the commission more independent. The lone post on the commission allotted for Senate Democrats is currently vacant. The minority party Republicans in the Assembly have also not yet filled their one seat after a previous commissioner left. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.